Listen to the voices of our world.
Radio does not just have to be a jingle machine.
They are broadcasting the first live broadcast ever of WXOJ 103.3 FM.
Radio can be used to right wrongs, to stop injustices, to make a difference for people.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. Today, we're going to a birthday party.
My name is Pete Tredish, and I'm from the Prometheus Radio Project. And we are in Northampton at a grassroots radio conference and radio barnraising. And what we're doing is about 400 radio activists from around the country have come together to help to build a new radio station. It's called WXOJ, Valley Free Radio.
What's a barn raising?
There's a weird tension between technology and community. And for all the great things that technology can allow us to do, the way the technology is developed in the current corporate context is it tends to empower individuals. Whereas it used to be that you needed all 20 people working together to put out a newspaper, now you can publish it yourself on your computer and a Xerox copier on your desk. And so it's making people more individualistic, which in some cases is interesting and quirky, but in other ways it makes us forget how to work together. You know, with barn raisings, the idea is that, you know, no one guy used to be able to just build his whole barn by himself. And he would have to call all of his neighbors and convince them that he had been nice enough to them in the past, you know, couple years, that he had gone help them out. They should come help him out. And what I think is most important about community radio is not so much the radio. I mean, the radio is the tool by which ideas and thoughts move around. But what's important is the creation of the institution where people work together to do something they couldn't do by themselves.
We're making a couple cords for the... Oh, come on. Oh, it was folded over. There we go. Yeah, so this is just like some hookup cords for audio equipment that's going to be out on the table during that initial broadcast that they're going to be doing live from out there. And they're running it in here via a phone line.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. My name's Andy, and I'm from Burlington, Vermont. I just came to help out get the station set up.
My name's Chris. I'm a participant on WRSU FM, New Brunswick, New Jersey. I came up to help out, and that's what I'm doing.
One thing that we try to do at our barn raisings is we've got a lot of technical people that come that want to help. And there's a funny dynamic in small community radio stations where technical skills are always in short supply. And technical people tend to get like really cranky and overworked, and they deal better with the machines better than they deal with the people around them. And so what we try to do at barn raisings is we tell everyone, all of you technicians, you're going to help this weekend because you have this great knowledge. But the thing that you're going to learn this weekend is how to use your mouth instead of your hands and how to explain things patiently to new people so that the burden isn't all on you. Because community radio needs people that are enjoying what they're doing. It doesn't need martyrs. It doesn't need people that use their technical knowledge to hold people hostage about what they can say and how they can express themselves. So we really try to get it so that everyone's hand has done a little bit of putting together the station, and so that everyone feels that they could make it work, because it's not rocket science. It's you know, a lot of it is easy skills that people can teach themselves or learn easily with good instruction.
This is a patch bay. These are some wires. I loop them through the holes, and then I press the wires together, and then I heat up the wire, and the solder melts to make the connection nice and firm.
Have you done this before?
No. This is brand new. I'm learning a lot.
And who taught you how to do this?
Thalia, who just learned about it today as well.
One of our organizational principles at Prometheus is that if you have one project and it's going pretty well and seems all right, then probably you're not doing enough. You need at least three other projects to happen at the same time just to create more confusion and make our enemies more baffled by whatever it is we're trying to accomplish. So what we're trying to accomplish this weekend, first of all, there's the physical level of it, which is that there's this new station, WXOJ LP, that we're building the studio as we go, along with having about 80 workshops on everything about how to build radio stations, not just physically, but in terms of your organizational structure and how to fundraise, how to build listenership, how to produce an audio piece. So all that's going on. Then we're also building a radio station that's going to go to Tanzania next month, which is going to go to the UAACC. It's basically a community center that's run by Peter and Charlotte O'Neill, who are former Black Panthers who've been in exile for about 33 years in Tanzania. And they've been wanting a radio station for quite a long time, and they have a sound studio that they use, and they have a sort of an internet access center, and so they are very inspiring and very, very interesting group to be working with.
How did you choose to work with them?
We had a friend who was involved in a pirate radio station who was traveling in Tanzania and met that group. And the O'Neills talked about how they'd wanted to, you know, build a radio station. And he was like, wait a second, I know people that can do that. And what this station is planning on doing is they're planning on using it to extend their ability to do education. They have 350 students coming to their school, and they just don't have room for any more. But there are, you know, hundreds more that would like to come to their school. And so they're planning on broadcasting their language classes and AIDS education and a whole bunch of things like that.
So we're building a broadcast antenna for a radio station in Tanzania. And the idea is that we're going to build the prototype here, test it out, get a design that works that we can build using stuff that you can find at any hardware store. And then they'll build the same thing over there.
What I feared most of when I was thinking out this thing is, well, number one, I thought, well, this is going to have to be in some foreign country where stuff is hard to come by and everybody leaves and it's got to work forever. And it's got to work the first time. I rarely have things work the first time. So since you've done this.
It's very simple and
inexpensive.
We could either talk about ways to make this more durable. I mean, like you said, adding some supports or switch to a different design.
So actually, Pete Dish asked me to come up with a design, and I came up with that rugged idea.
Can you explain what he told you?
Well, so far as I understand it, it's very hard to bring things into the country and to get them started. But once they're there, this is a station that would be supported by the government. I don't mean financially or anything, but it's not something that the government would be wanting to shut down. So once it's there and running, I said, well, I want to get them a good antenna, have them buy one from you for a buck or something and ship it to them after it's on the air. So just anything that works, at least a little bit, would be good enough. And he agreed that that might be a good plan.
Because these things are moving, we're not going to solder to them.
So these
will be fixed like this. So many inches out for structural integrity and to give space for this to slide in and out. Yeah.
So you need to figure out what the length is in order to figure out what frequency you'll be able to use.
Well, when I ask what frequency would be on, it's not the way we do it in the United States or other countries where there's a frequency allocation government body and everything's well coordinated. I guess we're going to go there and look for an empty spot and turn it on just like a pirate station, even though this isn't. So it sounds like it has to work on all parts of the FM band.
What's the biggest challenge as far as making it durable?
Figuring out what kind of weather extremes you're going to have. Where I live, I get gusts over 100 miles an hour at my house, so it's always a concern.
Where is that?
It's Anchorage.
You're the polar opposite.
Well, almost.
So tell me your name.
My name is Jeremy Lanceman.
And you're an engineer? Is that your background?
That's good. That works.
I can't wait to go solder a little bit.
soldering is one of my favorite activities. I've built a lot of transmitters with small groups of people, and it's just amazing. Like when you just take all these weird little bits and you put them all together, and you're kind of looking at it and you're like, oh my God, I don't know if this is gonna whatever. And then you turn it on, and then all of a sudden there's a radio across the room. It's kind of like doing a puzzle or something like that.
Except it's with 100 people.
Yes. Yes, it is with 100 people and with hundreds of small little pieces.
Hi, I'm Caroline Cunningham. And right now we're building transmitters for Tanzania. Limiters limit the maximum audio that go through your system, and I haven't ever built one before. Several people have built this one, put components and diodes and all kinds of great things, circuitry into this piece.
So what are you doing?
Right now I'm replacing a couple of pieces that were incorrectly put in. So I'm just removing them and turning them over and putting them back.
And how did you know that they were incorrectly put in?
Actually, someone pointed it out, and they needed somebody to do it, so I'm working on it.
So you actually have a song for me, huh?
I do. This is from my pirate radio days, and it is the Radio Mutiny. That was the name of my radio station, my pirate radio station. And it's what we sung at protests against the FCC. We're Radio Mutiny. We don't broadcast from the sea. Our transmitter makes FCC bitter. We're Radio Mutiny. We broadcast at 20 watts. Ain't much, but it's all we got. Our signal's filtered, so it ain't off kilter. We're DJs, not robots.
Why is Prometheus called Prometheus?
Well, it came from the Greek myth, which is about this titan, and he observed that the gods had fire and humanity did not, and it seemed inequitable, and so he stole a torch from the gods' fires and ended up giving fire to humanity, and so it's a sort of a democratization of technology sort of thing, and that's how we feel about radio stations and radio licenses, is that it shouldn't just be something that corporations have, but that ordinary people have. And we try not to live up to the second part of the myth, which is because Prometheus stole fire from the gods, he got strapped to a rock by Zeus and had these mean birds come and pick out his liver every day. And because he was immortal, his liver would regrow. He wouldn't die, but it was just a sort of eternal torment he was condemned to. And we hope to avoid the eternal torment, if we can.
I'm sure you can. So you're not just giving people power, giving people fire, you're also putting fire under people who have power.
Yeah.
www.prometheusradio.org.
You're listening to Voices of Our World. Call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARY-KNOLL. K-N-O-L-L.